This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour now. It's time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio for this first full week, the week of April 4th to the 8th. Doug Steffen here with my DJV pals Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner to take apart most of the eight stories, although there, as has been the case the last five, six, 7 months, maybe, well, since COVID started, the top of the story list has been kind of weighted. And I guess the same thing applies to the Ukraine war situation, so we have no surprises there. But there are a couple of other things in here that are worth some time, plus the people list. So, ladies, with your permission, I'll start with the people list from Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can find this list both at djvshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10, Elon Musk on the people list. Is that mostly because of his investment this week? What's the... Is that it? Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
It's only 9.2% of the company, but got a seat. Yeah, he's got a seat on the board now. So
seat on the table.
Based on how much he owns, it's possible that he could find his way to become chairman, actually, of that board because of the amount of stock that he owns in the company.
Really?
So, yeah, it'd be interesting.
All right.
He's been doing polls all week. He's been doing polls all week about features that people like on Twitter. Do you like? Yeah. Do you want an edit feature?
And what has he found? Things? What has been the result of those? There are a lot of people.
I'm sure he's.
We do in fact want an edit. Feature.
Yes, we do. That would be my.
And that's the number one thing that And so Twitter is already a little bit. I don't know. The rest of the people at Twitter are
taking
a little salty. Well, they're a little salty about it because they said that they have had this, they announced this week, and we did it in our tech rundown, that they are going to debut an edit button. They're going to test it out. And they said they, quote-unquote, did not get that from a poll. So it was their slight at Elon Musk and all his
Zing.
Polls.
Yeah. Number nine on the people list is Ketanji Brown Jackson. Interesting because usually the numbers on the people list correspond with how they overplay or how the overlay fits on the story list. Number five is the Supreme Court nomination and, in fact, the confirmation of Ms. Jackson as a Supreme Court justice. She will start serving what? It was a 53-47 vote, not unusual
October?
In these times.
Starts October, the next session.
All right, okay, so Justice Breyer is going to stick around
Breyer
through the end of the session.
Breyer finishes out to the term, which I think is June, and then and then they don't start, they have the summer off, and then they come back, and that's when she'll be on the panel.
The things that are announced in October are things that have been done this season, or at least a lot of them are results of whatever. So Jackson
doesn't... Well, they typically dump at the end of the term, right? So a bunch of stuff comes out, will be dumped in June before they go on break.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what do you do all summer? Go to the beach?
Right.
You know, Washington only works. They can't work the whole year, Doug.
No. Exactly. Another vacation. So, what will be some of the things on the docket? Apparently, she's the only one who will be on the Supreme Court with any experience defending people who have been accused of crimes. And this is interesting because she had real court experience. The others have not.
She's the only one who was ever a defense attorney. It is interesting just because, I mean, I think, like, take politics and stuff out of it, but just to have a bunch of legal scholars, right, in the Supreme Court
who never were trying.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that the Supreme Court is supposed to be the greatest legal minds available, right? So it is interesting that all of them, and I think it's a good thing that they bring something different. Not everyone needs to have all the same experience. I think it's good to mix it up and someone has a different perspective. And, I think it's a good thing.
So who's silly enough among us to think that the nine Supreme Court justices are, in fact, the most brilliant legal minds
well,
in the country?
Well, I'm saying that that's what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's why I'm underscoring that. So anyway, this fall the court will decide a lot of cases about criminal defendants' rights, process that police and prosecutors have to follow. Will she be heavily weighted, her vote heavily weighted? Is it tradition that normally the first-termers keep their mouths shut? They don't really get involved.
No, but she won't be writing any of the decisions because she's the... And I don't know how long it takes to be able to write a decision. Jen, you might know this. I'm not sure.
I don't know what the time is, but I know they... I don't know if there's like a set time, but I think it goes with seniority, basically, doesn't it?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, number 8 on the people list is Jen Psaki, who is leaving to go to... Was it Fox? Yeah, no, MSNBC.
MSNBC.
Fox, not quite going to Fox.
What is she going to do there?
Well,
I don't find her...
No one has said anything about what her role is. But remember, Rachel Maddow is not doing a show currently at the moment, and Rachel Maddow, I guess, has not been super happy with the way her show has been coming out over the last year, so she took a break.
Jen Psaki
There was thought that Jen Psaki, early on, that was tossed around. What if they got someone like Jen Psaki to replace her? So I don't know if she's looked at as a possible replacement for Rachel Maddow, or she'll just be a talking head, but I'm sure you'll find out more.
Rachel Maddow is producing a play or a movie or something right now, right? Mm-hmm. She's doing
but
something.
She's on a two- or three-month.
Oh, well.
Jen Psaki is no Rachel Maddow.
I just don't find that there's a lot of a compelling personality there. That's
Zero.
Why I was asking.
Flat as a board. Yep. Okay. Hunter Biden is number 7, and all of the foolishness. When does this go away? I mean, the Hunter Biden investigation, by the way, is number 5 this week on the story list.
I don't think it does. It's actually heating up at this point. I mean, there.
Well, what's new?
What's new? Well, okay. So one of the things that was told to us over and over again is that Hunter Biden did nothing wrong, and that Hunter and Joe Biden had nothing to do with each other,
Doug doesn't. What do you know?
I mean, look, there's a grand jury that's convened to decide whether or not he did something wrong. So it's serious. It's under investigation.
So if they decide he did something wrong, then he pays consequences.
The problem. So did the president enrich himself using?
Hunter?
I mean, the accusation.
Well, that just part of it.
Can I just finish the story?
Yeah, please finish. Yeah.
So the accusation this week, to answer your question, is that about whether or not Joe Biden was involved in any of Hunter's business dealings. And this is something that Joe Biden has said, nope, never. We never even talked about business, which I have a really hard time believing, because one thing I think about Joe Biden is that he loves his kids. And I know I talked to my dad about business. I'm pretty sure we've all talked to our parents about business before. And Joe said that he never had those conversations. And so now we're finding out that Hunter Biden had Joe Biden write a letter of recommendation for a foreign national, his contact in China's son, to get into Brown University. That letter exists. It's been circulated. And it's not about writing a college recommendation letter for somebody. It's the fact that Joe Biden's writing it and saying that he had nothing to do with Hunter's business dealings. And he's writing it for a Chinese foreign national rather than someone who lives in this country. So the stuff that anecdotally is coming out paints a picture that they're not being honest and transparent about
the other side
to that is that Joe Biden, when he took office, could have easily removed the prosecutor from Delaware that's doing all this, and he refused to because he didn't want a conflict of interest. And he has said that they're confident that they're going to go all through this, and there's nothing
Trump
to
did
it.
That too. So, and Trump did that too. Trump left Mueller in place, and John Durham's still investigating. I mean, it looks really bad if you take away the prosecutors, but can we trust that, you know, can we trust what we get? I guess we have
can
to
we
see
take,
what it is, right?
This what I think is that this has taken way too much oxygen out of the room. Okay, number 6. Here's another guy that takes too much oxygen out of the room. Ron DeSantis, huffing and puffing till you blow your house down. Much is made about this guy because the left doesn't like him, because he might run for the presidency, and everything about Florida is horrible, and the rest of the world is wonderful. This is getting old, old, old. But that's just for me. What do you ladies think about Ron DeSantis?
I'm not a fan of his at all.
Why he's on the people list? I mean, I don't think this is a fan question, right? Are we?
No, it isn't really. It's,
do you like Ron DeSantis, yes or no? The reason that he'd be on the list probably this week is that he and Governor Greg Abbott have said that they're going to take the border problems into their own hands since the federal government is failing, and that people who come into their states, and Governor Abbott started this, they're going to, at least according to his report, going to put them on buses, charter them, and send them to Washington, D.C. so that they can deal with them there. And DeSantis jumped on and said, yep, if we have people coming into the state, because what's been happening is the Biden administration has been flying illegals into Florida. He said we'll then take those people and allow them to
good
go
for the bus
to
business.
Hang
you're
out
running a bus
Washington,
company
D.C.
in Florida or Texas, good business for you, one way or the other. Okay, so that means, but when asked about this, Ms. Psaki sort of dismissed it as a publicity stunt.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's what a lot of people think it is. Duh.
Well, I hope
that's
it is.
Why it's
and
in the news.
You know what? And I would say that I hope it is. I mean, I hope that he's serious about doing it. And I think he's going to have to be since he said it on a national stage. But somebody needs to bring some publicity to this, because certainly the Biden administration is not wanting to act at all in protecting our borders.
They suck,
right?
When it comes
we're
to this.
We're protecting Ukraine's sovereignty. We don't protect our own.
So. We're not doing a great job of that on our own either. Okay, number five is Sarah Palin. Let's run for governor. Let's run for president. Let's run. What are we running for? Sarah
is it
Palin.
The Senate that she's running for?
I can see Russia for Congress.
Yeah, for the House of Representatives.
And she'd probably win, right?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, she'll win. Yeah. But she can still see Russia from her front porch.
I wonder how she would get along with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Because, like, Sarah Palin kind of, you know, she kind of, like, cornered the market on, you know, saying dumb stuff that's controversial and made headlines. So I wonder if she's going to think Marjorie's trying to take her.
Saturday Night Live. I was going to say, a lot of this is, I think, Tina Fey's character.
Yeah, but Tina Fey also said they were, I don't know if you guys ever saw this, but there was a thing, I think it was on BuzzFeed, she released the scripts of her as Sarah Palin, and they were all, she goes 90-something percent of it was exact verbatim of what Sarah Palin had actually said. So it wasn't, that was not a lot of fiction there. But, you know, who knows? It would be interesting to see Sarah Palin and Marjorie Taylor Greene together.
I'd love to see women running in Alaska. I think it's a good thing. Alaska.
Well, yeah, I better hurry up because the Russians are going to take it over. They're going to take it back. Number 3, 2, and 1 all have to do with the number one story of the week. That is Biden and Putin and Zelensky. So we get to that in the next half hour. That's the way it shapes up, though, as far as the people list is concerned on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side at 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Boom, 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 boom. I like the way you walk. I like the way you...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, 23 after the hour in the Talk Radio Review with Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. The items of interest here when it comes to your getting comments from people over the course of the week. We do lots of things that we're begging for your comments, but you're invited to share your comments on our social media at DJV Show for both Instagram and Twitter, facebook.com/DJV Show. So as we were just talking about the newest member of the Supreme Court, what are listeners saying about that, Jay?
Well, David Meyer says, based on her record, this isn't good.
What is it?
I'm going to assume that this is regarding what a lot of people are saying, her alleged leniency on felons who possess images of child sexual abuse. Child porn, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's...
There were a lot of people that went after her, too, for defending Gitmo terrorists. And as much as I hate it and, you know, it doesn't feel right to hear someone defending a terrorist in Gitmo, it was her job. So I think a lot of people, as much as I think there are some questions and problems with Ketanji Brown Jackson, I think the people who were going after her for defending terrorists, that happened to be her lot in life at the moment. So
hello, you know, people defended OJ, and you know, that's just what it is. Yeah. That's the job.
Wouldn't have been my first choice, but then I'm not voting on it, so I guess it doesn't make much difference. And maybe it doesn't make much difference what the public feels, even though we're getting a sampling of that here. Do they think the politicians actually listen? They all have their own stripes these days. They don't pay much attention to their constituents. I don't see that happening anyway. All right, what other things have you got from the Jackson confirmation here?
Bree Rowans calls it another loss for our children. And on the opposite side, Kyle Blevins says, congratulations to a qualified justice and glad to see the first black woman on the Supreme Court. And Henrietta Crane echoes that. Congratulations, highly qualified and deserved. Shame on those who voted against.
I have 5 and 5. It's 50%. So it's even, Stephen. Okay. War in Ukraine, number one this week on the countdown list. What are people saying about that?
Jay Martin wrote, I've heard way too much information on Ukraine and legalizing piracy. Taking super yachts has nothing to do with war. It's just a money grab.
So this is someone defending the oligarchs? Okay, that's an interesting stance. Okay.
What else you got?
Jim Mancuso says, noticing how welcoming our country is to Ukrainian refugees, but not so much refugees from predominantly not white countries.
True, yep.
Celia Weller.
It's funny because that's actually not based in truth at all. One of the criticisms is that they can't get Ukrainian refugees into the country, that there's a lot of blockades on getting Ukrainian refugees in, and some of them are coming in through Mexico because the border is open there, but they can't get in seeking with their asylum claims. So I don't know how true that is in this case.
Yeah, all right. What's next?
Well, that's why critical thinking needs to be taught more regularly.
Thank you.
Celia Weller says, I don't watch the news, but I did look at many webcams on the internet in Ukraine and cannot find any that show any kind of destruction that people talk about on Facebook. Wouldn't they want to focus on their cameras on the war so everyone can see what's going on?
What does that mean? What does that say?
I go back to critical thinking because you don't just get, and this is like,
I don't watch
say,
the
but
news.
Don't just get
okay.
all of
but
your
has anybody
information
ever thought,
by posts. Actually,
but has anybody ever thought that the reason that the cameras aren't there in the most destructive, like in the place of the most destruction, is that those
they were destroyed?
We are, but we are seeing all the destruction. Cameras are being brought in.
Sounds like someone who's like pro Russia. There's a lot of pro Russia stuff floating around. It's
well, Jeremy Powell says at some point someone has to
see. Have a nice trip to Moscow. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Here's football legend Howie Long for Skechers Arch Fit Shoes.
Do you like comfort? Of course you do. Everyone does. But if you've never tried Arch Fit Shoes from Skechers, you're missing out on next level comfort. Saying you like comfort but not trying Arch Fit is like saying you like Italian food but you've never tried pasta. You're missing out on the number one thing. Because with Arch Fit, Skechers created a whole new kind of comfort. They teamed up with podiatrists who used over 20 years of data to create a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all day comfort. ArchFit distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. You don't need an arch problem to love how they feel. And you who say you have a passion for comfort but haven't tried them? That's like saying you're a sports fan but have never watched football. It makes no sense. So if you're the kind of person who claims to like comfort, stop what you're doing and try a pair of ArchFit exclusively from Skechers. Then you'll finally understand true comfort.
See all the styles of comfortable, machine washable ArchFit shoes now at Skechers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A surprise visit by United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Kyiv, Ukraine, and some FaceTime with President Zelensky at a press conference.
And we will give you the support that you need. The economic support, but also, of course, the defensive military support, in which I am proud to say that the UK helped to lead the way.
Thousands of people, including truckers and firefighters from across the country, gathered Sunday outside the Los Angeles City Hall in California to protest vaccine mandates. Big rig trucks from the People's Convoy were parked on nearby streets and were representing. Elon Musk has decided not to join Twitter's board of directors, the social media company announced late Sunday night, days after they announced he would take a board seat. On Saturday, Elon shared news that he would no longer be joining the board, saying, "I believe this for the best." End quote. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As Russian troops regroup in eastern Ukraine, President Zelensky says the next few weeks will be as important as any in the war. Talking with CBS News, Zelensky says the world is changing, and who we will be on the other side is yet to be seen.
I think there is no big difference between Americans or Ukrainians, between people. There are people, and there are somebody who are ready to fight and to take your life. Yes, that is the difference. I think so, that the world changed, and that's it. I just want to thank that for your support, and support first of all for people, because all the people, all the nations, first of all, they push their leaders. It's not only about your country, it's about our country, it's about all the world.
Axiom Mission 1 are now aboard the International Space Station since Saturday, April 9th. It is the first mission with an entirely private crew to arrive at the orbiting laboratory. The spacecraft was flying about 260 miles above the central Atlantic Ocean when the ISS received the four astronauts. The docking was delayed about 45 minutes as the space station teams, including mission controllers and NASA and SpaceX, worked together to troubleshoot an issue preventing the crew members on the ISS from receiving views from the center line camera. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, "Dr. Jack, what do you think?" they're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fascinating discussion here on the DJV program. Actually, this is our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the talk radio review from this past week, the stories that are on people's minds and how we've conducted our conversations on the DJV program. A lot of people who listen to this program over the weekend don't hear Monday through Friday, so I'll give you a little plug for the DJV program. You can listen to it in its entirety all day, every day at djvshow.com. In addition to various programs that are on various times on 400 or 500 radio stations around the country. And then we have our DJV download, which is a podcast that overviews the essence of many of our conversations. We certainly had a lot of yak about Tiger Woods. I'm sort of surprised he's not on the people list. this week because he's very much in the focus when it comes to coming back to the golf game. But we have discussions about you name it, we've got it. So breaking down the conversations is what the podcast does, available in the episodes every day of the DJV download, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. So the big discussion this week, number one on the list, is the war. Our, I guess the focus toward the end of the week was the United Nations suspending Russia from the Human Rights Council. I guess the
first question is,
why did it take so long? Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
about time. It just shows you the feckless.
Get China off that council next.
Yeah. Right.
I think the UN actually felt the pressure. People saying, why do you even exist if you're not going to stand for peace? And that's been the criticism. It's like,
what about a bunch of chickens, though? 58 nations abstained from the vote.
Oh, I know, because they don't want to tick off China or Russia, of course.
Good God.
Now, you know what's interesting? We were just talking a little bit off the air, and we were just talking about how the Internet is, the Internet is such a mixed bag. It can be harmful in taking little bits of truth and then getting people to spin them all up and become conspiracy theorists. That's one thing that can happen. But the good thing is that our world leaders, who I am totally convinced, named the world leader, they were not going to act with Ukraine. They thought Russia was going to come in, it'd be over in 3 days, and they'd be out, and people would move on and forget about it.
Right.
But because the Internet took Zelensky and they showed him to be someone who stayed around and he fought, and the Ukrainian people had the backbone to stay and fight against the Russians, and they've had some success. Think about it. It's not the leaders of these countries, the people who sit on the United Nations or the Council. It's the people that have had had the pressure campaigns that have forced our world leaders.
It's about time that universal powers show up so that the people who are really responsible, that is you and me, the voters, as we are represented by individuals all around the world, where there may be real democracies. I'm wondering if there's any such thing anymore as we're not a democracy, we're a republic. So where are the real democracies, frankly, when you get right down to it? People that say, well, I live in a democratically... Look, Russia's not a democracy. If you don't vote for the leader, they shoot you. Same thing in China.
And the leader there, Putin, he just got to change the rules, and now he gets to be president forever. But long as everyone keeps voting for him, I mean, it's such a joke.
Fabulous. Yeah, it is. Okay, so now the members of Congress here in our United States have voted this week to suspend normal trade relations with Russia. Back to the same question, what took so long? The Senate, everybody in the Senate passed on this, and so this is now.
There was some partisan stuff happening here, and I don't know what it was, but I think there were some people on the right who didn't want to limit. Jen, you probably know more about this, but there was a lot of back and forth, and I don't know why it wasn't just unanimous from the beginning, but it wasn't. There was a lot of negotiating.
It was unanimous, though. The Senate voted unanimously 100-1.
Right.
The House
it ended up that way.
120-3. So, you've got three Republicans, the usual, that like to stand up and fight, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and Thomas Matthews, who voted no. But this has a lot of support behind it. I mean, this is about as unanimous
should.
As you can get.
Yep. Yeah, as it should.
So what other things have been done this week by Western nations to escalate the economic pressure on Russia? The ban on coal, I guess, right, would be one of them in the European Union. The trading privileges, why, again, it took so long to do what I was just suggesting.
I really think is people didn't take it seriously enough.
I think Jen's totally right. This was going to be like an in-and-out thing.
One boot went into Ukraine, but unfortunately now we play catch-up. And this, if we had done these things, these serious sanctions, prior to one boot crossing into Ukraine, think about where we would be and how many people might still be roaming about, Russian and otherwise, because the toll on the Russian troops, finally Putin came out this week and said, we've taken some losses here too, which he was not saying. Remember, they were saying, that was like one of the questions about propaganda, is that Ukraine said, we're killing a lot of Russians over here, and Putin would say, we've lost like four people. Well,
no.
Right.
No,
it's like the Chinese playbook. Only 4,000 people have died from COVID in China. Okay. 4,000 like a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
So now the Kremlin, though, as we get to the end of the week, sort of has given what one reporter described as a quote-unquote somber assessment of how the invasion is going. They never expected to have this much of a troop loss. Yeah. So good for the Ukrainians.
And that's why, I don't want to see our military deployed. I really don't, because it will prolong things more than wrap things up. If we deploy our military, it prolongs things. Maybe there's some argument to be made about special forces going into Putin or something, but there's not. It will only make things worse and more bloody and cost American lives if we send our military in. But there are things that you can do to give. I mean, if Ukraine can score a decisive victory over Vladimir Putin on the world stage, you don't have to worry about these sanctions or them backdooring deals with China or India or Germany. Because what happens then is you actually have a big embarrassment that's pushed at Vladimir Putin. So how do you do that? There's so much Soviet era equipment that's in Eastern Europe that these countries like Poland or the Czech Republic and other places are not using it. And if we would, I don't know why people think it's an escalation, because you can hand over that equipment to Ukraine, let them defend themselves, let them have those air systems specifically, and you might actually be able to deliver the best outcome, which is a slap down from a small country like Ukraine, well, big geographically, but not necessarily economically, on Russia. That would be the best possible scenario.
I also think if you send him away,
he's going to come back again.
Exactly. That's always been my concern, too, from the beginning. Well, you push him back, and then what? 6 months from now, he does it again?
Yeah.
So, but I do think that there is the sanction part of it. When you look at really how a lot of the oligarchs who have been sanctioned, and just the people in Russia, the business owners who have been crippled by all the banking stuff, if that goes on another month, that's going to hit Putin. He's going to be confronted with that. Whether it's the oligarchs calling him up on a, secret satellite phone going, dude, I can't even, pay my staff on my yacht anymore. This has got to stop,
Dude.
I mean,
all right.
So,
meanwhile, the Russians attacked a train station this week, killing thousands of people who were trying to get out to go to the countries that are bordering Ukraine. The killing of civilians apparently became more of from what I've read, a German spy network or some. They've got their ears on what the cross-traffic is on the private channels, and they're hearing the Russian soldiers talking about killing civilians and pregnant women and, this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, they busted them. But, again, Jen and I were just talking off the air about some of the people who, for whatever reason, are pro-Russia and anti-Ukraine, and they just won't believe that any of it is true, and they think that Russia's doing the right thing. Well, Germany's got some pretty hard evidence against Russia now with this, and we'll just see if people believe it or not.
Right. Meanwhile, there's something called Russia-phobia that's developing in Europe. Chanel, big name, the wealthy Russians love stuff like that. But apparently this week, a lot of people in Russia were cutting up the clothing that was Chanel or perfume or accessories and stuff that were either made in Russia. And this is something both sides seem to be making a statement about the Russians, and mostly the Russian people, the younger people, I think we discussed this on the DJV program, the younger people seem to be swayed by social media. The older people aren't. Thus, the older people don't support Putin, and the younger people seem to be supporting Putin.
Yeah, that's
Putin.
Scary. Yep.
It is kind of, when you get right down to brass tacks. Lots of other things. So, in a moment, I'm going to see if we can find this new song from Pink Floyd about the Ukrainian circumstances. We'll pause for a moment here, 44 after the hour, on this week's Talk Radio Review.
There's no part of our bodies that put in more work than our feet. And with all that work, your feet can start to ache. But luckily, there's relief for our overworked feet. Skechers ArchFit Footwear for men and women. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to design a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all-day comfort. They used 20 years of data and over 120,000 unweighted foot scans to create a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. And with all that support comes extreme comfort. Skechers are the fit and comfort specialists, and ArchFit shoes from Skechers provide expert comfort whether walking or just standing. They're so comfortable, they're not just for people with tired, achy feet. Everybody can enjoy just how amazing they feel. Plus, many are machine washable, so even though you'll be wearing them all day, every day, you can easily keep them looking new. So give yourself some soothing comfort and support with podiatrist-certified Skechers ArchFit footwear. Your overworked feet will thank you. See all the styles of ArchFit footwear for men and women at Skechers.com, the Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So, Pink Floyd, although it's maybe Rusty Floyd instead of Pink Floyd these days, these guys are old-timers, they have reunited for a charity single to raise money for Ukrainians. It's called Hey, Hey, Rise Up. But what you're listening to is a singer named Andriy, boy, this is great, K-H-L-Y-V-N-Y, why don't they give us a, you know, okay, anyway, Kelnivnik. Can you?
It's a lot of consonants.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's from the Ukrainian band Boombox, and of course they can't do much over there to get exposure, so this guy went to England and they recorded this. So this sort of played into what the Pink Floyd members did. They all got together and they organized a recording session. It took place, I think, Wednesday of this week. And they played this audio, which came from a video, a YouTube video of this guy from Ukraine singing this song. So now they've recorded this new song. First time they've done anything since 1994. That is interesting. So what do we think? I don't know.
I always like Dave Gilmour on guitar.
Yeah.
I'll say that sounds good.
Yeah. Nick Mason on bass. Keyboardist, is it Nitin? I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Sonny, I think it is. One more way to call attention to what's going on there for sure. 48 after the hour on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. So, number two this week on the list is the economy. Jobless claims fell again this past week. 166,000 Americans filed unemployment claims for the first time. That's down 5,000 from the week before and 200,000 for the last month and a half or so. Lowest figure since November of 1968. That's pretty amazing in terms of how many people are unemployed or are on the unemployment list. Let's see here. The decline, what's the there? Everybody's looking for labor and the pay is up. There are 18 job applicants for every job. I'm sorry, other way around. There are 18 jobs that are available for each person that's looking for a job. That's pretty astounding, isn't it? I mean, you get right down to brass tacks.
It depends on the industry, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, pay rates have gone up, that's for sure, in part because of demand and in part because of inflation. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite,
It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendabite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, 53 after the hour, time for our weekly overview with Victoria Keelan of the top 5 items from the world of technology. As we review them from number 5 to number 1, we think, let's see, we'll start with Netflix first, I guess, Victoria. What have they done, what have they done to my Netflix?
Well, Netflix got a real boost in publicity this week after Pete Davidson starred in an SNL video, which was like a music video where he and some friends were singing about how on when you go on Netflix and you pick a movie, they should have a short, they called it the short-ass movie category. So if you, that there needs to be something that's under 90 minutes. So you can just have that separate from going through all of the other, you know, movies and then waiting to see what the runtime is. And so it was a very funny video. It went viral, like most of the SNL videos do. And so the onus then was on Netflix. And Netflix said, hey, everybody, not related to, although it seems pretty suspicious, they said not related to Pete Davidson's video, but starting last Monday, April 4th, that you can actually separate, you can actually go to see the category of short-ass movies that are under 90 minutes. Now, this aired on Saturday night. Monday morning, suspiciously, they have this new category, so Pete Davidson's getting a lot of credit for creating it.
There you go. Number 4 on our list, Google offering employees what?
Well, Google's kind of, I mean, in many ways, right, they've been tone deaf on a lot of issues. This is sort of another one that's getting a backlash. Google is preparing to bring employees back to the office at the end of, you know, this week or next week, depending on where you are. And so as an incentive to get people back into the office, because most people don't want to go back, they're offering free electric scooters, and they think this will help ease the transition. Sending yourself to the ER on the way to work is a great way to incentivize employees to come back to the office. These things are pretty powerful. They go up to 20 miles per hour, which is really fast to be on a scooter. like a standing scooter, and they've got a range of about 15 and a half miles. So Google's going to be paying for these scooters for the employees, and they just ask that employees use them at least 9 times a month, and that will offset the membership fee. If this works, we'll see. I don't know. They've spent a lot of money on real estate over the pandemic. They've acquired a lot of office space, like a lot of tech companies have. So we'll see if it works.
As huge, I told you, going down Pico in Westwood, right near UCLA, there was a huge mall. They took the whole thing and gutted it. And they've set it up for like 4,000 people in that office.
They've doubled down. All the tech companies have in New York as well as other cities. So we'll see if it works.
Number three on our countdown to number one in the world of technology is a crackdown on e-books. By whom, for what reason?
Well, a lot of people who like to shop on the Barnes & Noble Android app are unhappy with this because they're no longer able to buy any digital books in the app. And this is because Google Play has a policy deadline that's passed. It's been in the works for more than a year and a half where you have to use Google Pay if you are on an Android and you want to buy a book in the Barnes & Noble app. Now, the weird thing is Barnes & Noble, you know, has been... Amazon had their own product called Nook, which went, you know, they've had a lot of different competitions with Barnes & Noble, and eventually they kind of put Barnes & Noble out of business, essentially. And so, for whatever reason, Amazon is now putting the squeeze on ebook readers. So it's another thing that, you know, if you have an Android, I find Androids, I'm an iPhone user long time, so Androids to me constantly have issues like this. If you're using an Audible membership, that also now you can't pay directly through Audible, you've got to pay through Google Pay. It's just getting to be kind of clunky
I had an Android and it didn't
not
work
a fan. Yeah.
Number two on our overview this week, a data leak from a Russian delivery app ended up being something that was cool for us.
Who knew? Yeah, who knew that this would make international news? So it's a massive data leak from a Russian food delivery service that's called Yandex. It's basically their version of Grubhub. And from this leak, we found out where Putin's oldest daughter, Luisa, lives in her apartment. It's a $2 million apartment. And this is his daughter with his ex-mistress. And so now we know where they live because of their food orders. So it's it gives you a little pause for, you know, concern for if you're doing this on an American app.
Right. All right. What's the good news from Twitter this week? Number one.
Well, this wasn't the most, you know, this was the biggest story of the week in terms of how many people are excited about it. Twitter has finally, after years, they finally admitted they're going to test an edit feature so you can actually edit your tweets. Now, Elon Musk is getting credit for this, even though this has been in the works before he joined the board this week as well. But it's
good news.
All
right, let's hear it for Elon Musk. Hooray! That's it, our list of the top five items this week from technology. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.